This is First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Greg Frank.
All right, let's go out to the Progressive guest line as we bring on Kennedy Landry, covers the Rangers for MLB.com as the very disappointing news breaks yesterday that Jacob deGrom will need his second Tommy John surgery of his career, and obviously it could keep him all the way out until 2025. We shall see, but we're going to talk more about the deGrom news and the rest of the 2023 outlook for the Rangers with Kennedy now. Kennedy, thank you for your time. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are y'all?
Yeah,
great as can be after yesterday, I should say.
I'm sorry?
I said as great as can be after yesterday.
Yeah, I suppose. It was a down day for everybody in the DFW area and really for baseball. And I think that's, I'm sure, something that you sensed in speaking with DeGrom. I'm guessing, were you there yesterday when he talked?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I figured you were. And I mean, it just really sensed in watching him, and I'm sure you picked up on it being there, that he was just very broken up and knew that not only does this, you know, keep him away from competing for a World Series this year, perhaps, but it really damages his career.
Yeah, absolutely. You could tell he was very emotional yesterday when he talked to us in the media. He did shed some tears. It was difficult for him. You know, he said he came to Texas, he wanted to be a part of a winning team, and this has obviously turned into a winning team this season. And he hasn't had too much to contribute to it after the month of April. So I think it's been a very long process to get there. They obviously thought he might be able to come back this year before that MRI on Monday. And it's really unfortunate for both the Rangers and for just Jacob himself and for the rest of the baseball world, like you said, who, you know, gets to miss out on watching this generational talent.
Without getting too much into the medical specifics of this, do you know how we got here? I mean, it did seem like there was the news earlier this week that they're going to put him on the 60-day IL, but then when you factored in how long he was going to be out, the initial timetable didn't seem to be pushed back that much. How did we go from end of June returning to Tommy John?
Right, absolutely. The Rangers got an MRI when he was removed from that start against the Yankees back in at the end of April, and there was no structural damage to the ligament at that point. It was just inflammation. They thought, you know, we'll bring it back slowly, and that's what they've been doing over this past month. They, you know, he's been throwing bullpens every few days, doing the typical types of rehab that you do for this type of thing. And, you know, during that time period, they figured it was taking him a little longer to recover than they would have liked. So when they got back from this most recent road trip to Texas, they said, we're going to reevaluate what we need to do. We're going to go send him to get more scans with the team physicians. And that scan on Monday night is what showed the structural damage to the UCL. So, again, that wasn't there when they got the initial diagnosis back in April. It just kind of was a gradual buildup over time that obviously is very unfortunate.
All right, well, some people would say that the Rangers should have seen this coming, and this was a guy that throughout his career prior to this season obviously had a lengthy injury history. How do you look back on the signing now that the worst has come to fruition for DeGrom and the Rangers?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, Jacob DeGrom is the greatest pitcher in the world when he's healthy, and I think that was the risk the Rangers were willing to take. And, you know, from my point of view, I think it's a risk they probably should have taken. When you look at the past, 5 years of this organization, how, you know, they've been bottom three in the American League for, you know, the past 5 years, how 100 losses in 21, 90 losses in 22. I mean, they had to take some big swings, and not every big swing works out, but, you know, I think you somehow have to look at the domino effect of it, too. If you don't sign Jacob DeGrom, does Nathan Eovaldi come here? Or does Andrew Heaney come here? Does all of these things that maybe, you know, Jacob DeGrom may not be on the field, but he might have had some residual effects elsewhere. So I do think this was a risk the Rangers had to take, especially to just establish themselves as actual contenders in this division with, obviously, the Astros, who are the reigning World Series champions, the Mariners, who made the playoffs last year, and then just two of the best players in the world out in Anaheim. They had to take some big swings, and Jacob DeGrom was the biggest swing. It's unfortunate how it turned out, but I just don't think you can look at that and say that was a poor decision on the Rangers' part.
All right, so now when we look at the rest of 2023, knowing that Jacob DeGrom won't be a part of it, it does feel like they've built up enough roster depth here with you mentioned Andrew Heaney, and you know Nathan Eovaldi's been great, John Gray, Dane Dunning. So it does seem like the non-DeGrom pitching's been good, and obviously the offense just keeps mashing. Josh Young looks like he might be the AL Rookie of the Year. Corey Seager's putting up big time numbers. Marcus Semien has bounced back. A lot to still be optimistic about with the Rangers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This rotation, since the day Jacob DeGrom went down, has the second best ERA in the American League. In the MLB, because they're only behind the Rays. You know, every pitcher in this rotation, those five guys, since DeGrom has gone down, has an ERA under four. You can't really hate looking at what this team has done in his absence. They obviously still lead the division by 4.5 games. And like you said, the offense looks amazing. The only really shaky part has been the bullpen, which is blown quite a few leads. But when the offense is scoring 6 and 8 runs a game, they lead the league in double-digit runs per game, and it just looks like everything is going right for the Rangers at this time. You know, you can't exactly expect that over a full 162, but they've done it over the first, you know, 2 months of this season. They've looked like every bit of the contender that they, you know, paid to be and planned to be and developed some players to be. So I think, obviously, losing Jacob DeGrom really is unfortunate, and they did win those 6 starts that he did pitch for the Rangers, but they've shown that they've done way more than just tread water without him. They've, you know, the Astros had an amazing month of May, and they didn't gain any ground on the division. So that just shows you just how good the Rangers have been and how, you know, the contender they've turned themselves into in just in a one-off season.
Yeah, and so I guess when you run through a lot of the starting pitching that's been good, the hitting that's been good, I know we're still a couple months away from the trade deadline, but I think it's a noteworthy question in light of the fact that a week ago, they probably thought, you know, obviously second half of the year we'll have DeGrom cooking in the rotation. Now you know that won't be the case. When it comes to the trade deadline plans here, do you think that maybe there's still a chance they go out and look to add a starting arm, or are they going to be in the reliever market these next 6-7 weeks?
I think reliever still has to be the number one, you know, issue to address going towards the trade deadline, but you can't deny that they maybe do need to add a little bit more depth in that rotation. Obviously, those five guys have been really good, but if somebody else goes down, there's not much behind them in the minor leagues that can come up and really contribute immediately, I should say. So I do think they may need to, you know, be on the lookout for some of those AL Central arms, any of those guys in the White Sox rotation. Shane Bieber, I'm sure, is going to be on the market if, you know, Cleveland falls a little bit more. Just a lot of guys around the league who I think the Rangers do need to be keeping an eye on going forward. That's not to say they definitely will, but it makes it more pressing of maybe an addition than it was just a week ago.
All right, Kennedy, let's wrap it up with another DeGrom question. Obviously, he wants to try and be back at the end of next season. Just what are your thoughts on how realistic that is and what the rest of his career looks like?
Yeah, I mean, I'm no doctor.
Yeah.
I can't say what that actually does look like. So, you know, some guys recover quicker than others, and, you know, we've seen Jacob DeGrom come back and be his regular self every time he's come back from an injury before. Obviously, a few times, more than a few, he's gone down with another one. So I think he's very determined to be able to be back by the end of next season, and I think the kind of guy he is, the kind of the character he possesses, he's going to do everything that he can to be back next year and hopefully be in the midst of another playoff run with the Rangers. So I can't tell you specifically what that outlook may be like. The Rangers obviously hope he'll be back by the end of next season. All of baseball hopes they don't have to wait till 2025 to see him. But we can only hope for the best and, you know, hope surgery goes successful next week.
Yeah, no, that's well said. And I guess last thing, being around the team even before this news in spring training and the early portions of the season when he was healthy, what kind of vibe did you get in terms of the mental boost that just having Jacob DeGrom around in that clubhouse was providing the Rangers?
Yeah, I mean, when Jacob DeGrom's your ace, you know every day that he goes on the mound, you're going to have a chance to win. And I think you see that in this clubhouse. You see that with the other starting pitchers. I think that kind of percolates through the pitching staff where they know, like, hey, I need to go out there every day and give this team a chance to win. And Jacob DeGrom does that, obviously, and Nathan Eovaldi and everybody behind him does that as well. And you can tell it's a real difference in mindset in this team this year than the last few and how those last few years have gone. They go out every day and they think they know they have a chance to win. And you see that, and I think that's again, residual effects from, you know, a guy like Jacob deGrom on the mound, a guy like Marcus Semien in this lineup, and you know, all throughout it, you're really seeing that.
All right, there she is, Kennedy Landry, covering the Rangers for MLB.com. Kennedy, thank you for your time, and enjoy the rest of the season.
Awesome. Thank you all so much.